Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then, apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's time for this week's matchup show. Right now, we're going to be talking about the defense, and joining us, as always, is co-host Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back after a well-needed bye week. These bye weeks seem like they do take a while, but glad to be back for Ravens football against a underwhelming Giants team, but a must-win at the end of the day for the Ravens.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a game they cannot afford to fumble away, and start off on the defensive side. What do you got for us?
Yep. I have the Ravens linebacker platoon versus the middle of the field for the Giants. Seems like the past couple of weeks, we've seen a lot more of Chris Ward and also a little less of Trenton Simpson. I think we might continue to see that trend with maybe Harrison sprinkled in. Reason why we were seeing him is for Roquan's injury, but they might have liked his play, his physicality, so could continue to see him on first down and second down on given rundowns. But I'm interested to see what we do in terms of will we continue to see an uptrend in boards, snaps on third down. He has a lot of experience in the league, so that could bode well for his space understanding and coverage going against these tight ends over the middle of the field. We saw a little issue against the Chargers where we had Harrison and Simpson on the field and they looked kind of lost in the middle. So continuing to build off that and see if the Ravens want to continue in the trend of Ward over Smith, Simpson.
So weird situation for the Ravens. They've rarely been in this situation. They don't really have an option with safeties to fix this unless they wanted to start with Sunusi Kane. Actually, he's not available. Bo Braid right now at dimeback. So that'd be the Ravens' first choice if they had a real coverage issue in the middle of the field. They've actually played very well the last 3 weeks. And the interesting thing for me is that Simpson and Board have been alternating series as opposed to alternating specific types of snaps. Like that's something the Ravens have commonly done is having a third down linebacker, even when they didn't have a dime to come in and, you know, a player they thought was their best coverage linebacker. So they're not using that this way. I'm really expecting more of the same in terms of alternation between Board and series and Simpson by series. I think there's kind of a competition going on there. It may be a case where the coaching staff as a whole, perhaps beyond Orr, has gotten together and said, we need to resolve this. Or it may be a case where they've said, this competition is good. Let's keep it going. And I would think in coming up on a week when you're, you know, a 10-day period coming after the game where they're going to have two more games, I would think they're really going to be incented to rotate their personnel. So I do think it'll be an important part. The Giants have a dink and dunk pass game, so you really want to make sure over the middle, you know, pick and rub routes and a lot of the crap that the Steelers and the Chiefs can get you with aren't something that's beating you. But I would agree that I'm not sure that I agree that we'll see a big shift in the line. I do think Harrison will be exclusively an outside linebacker in this game. That'd be okay. My prediction.
Yeah. Fair. I think the thing that is hindering Simpson, and the thing I've brought this up multiple times on the show, it's his split second hesitation on those handoffs or those fake tosses. I mean, fake throws to the outside. Those split seconds in this league is just too much to give up. So I think they're trying to kind of settle him in. This competition, like you said, can do him well. He's one of those guys that likes to push himself to the limit. So it could bode well for the future going into the playoffs.
Right. Right. Okay. Very good. I'll move on. I'll do the Ravens interior defensive line versus the Giants interior offensive line. We don't know who we're going to get out of the Giants this week. They have six different offensive linemen who are listed as limited on the Thursday practice report, which is terrible. I mean, I've never seen a situation that bad. They have other guys who are already out on the other side of the ball, including Dexter Lawrence, which is an enormous loss for them. Yep. and a nemesis of Linderbaum in their first matchup. Yep. So really somebody that they can't afford to be without. But they also have three players in the middle who have played together more this season than their tackles are. The tackles include Evan Neal, who was drafted, I think this is his third year in the league now, but he was part of, it was Neal and Cross and somebody else that I'm forgetting right now who were the big three in that draft in the first round. And Neal has not put it together yet for the Giants.
Was it the one Ravens that went to New Orleans, that tackle?
It wasn't Trevor Penning. Trevor Penning, I think, was the fourth guy in that draft. That guy, he's had a lot of problems. Excuse me. But the Ravens should have all five of their defensive linemen healthy again. This is a game where you really want to see what's in the tank there for Pierce and for Jones, see how healthy he is again. Do what you have to do. I would say that they want to rotate to as much as they can in this game. They want to use aggression fairly moderately, and I'm talking about like deceptive elements in the pass rush in particular, because I think the first thing you want to do is contain DeVito and make sure that you force him to pass for the win. If he has to pass for the win and there's any sort of weather, any sort of problem going on, it will not go well for the New York Giants. And I think that's a good option for the Ravens is to try and contain him.
Yep. And like you said, DeVito's not going to light the world on fire. Or if he was, he'd be starting over Daniel Jones. So I think I like what you suggested. I also want to see Odafe Owe really turn it up, because we're going to need him down the stretch to be that dominant pass rusher. Obviously, Kyle Van Noy came out hot in the beginning of the year. He's cooled off all the way, it seems like. He's making these smart plays, the veteran plays, but the game-changing plays have definitely been limited this year. Looking to see our outside backers just continuing to turn up the heat in the pass rush. Hopefully Harrison giving them a spill.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost Pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
I'm Rick Julius, a partner at Cordell & Cordell. Divorce is more than just a legal process. It's a life-changing event that can impact your future, finances, and your relationship with your children. You've worked hard to build a life that you're proud of, and you deserve a legal partner who will work just as hard to protect it.
Offices in Philadelphia, Radnor, and Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Rick Julius, licensed in Pennsylvania only. Michelle Ferrari, licensed in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Online at CordellCordell.com.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Robinson giving them a spill. He's turned up the pass rush heat as well. So trying to get these guys on the outside, continuing to increase their production and letting it, because Travis Jones and Matt Abike, they're going to do their thing in the middle anyway. We're going to need these guys on the outside to compress that pocket, so when the guys up front are getting these pushes, there's nowhere for the quarterback to go.
Well, they should really be back and ready from the pass rush for the pass rush to be driven from the inside. If they have both Pierce and Jones back, then one of those two guys will be on the field basically every play. So they're running pairings. It'll probably be Pierce and Urban or Pierce and Washington, and almost always be Jones and Matt Abike. So that'll be a very effective set of pairings, I would think, for the Ravens.
Do you think we'll elevate Wormley for this game?
No.
Okay.
I think they'll go with five. They've shown a willingness to go with four in the past. I'm not even 100% sure they'll go with Pierce. They may decide, yeah, we can go one more week. I think that'd be a mistake.
Yeah.
I think they ought to get him back out there, see what he's got. I don't think they'll activate a six. They've never shown a willingness to do that.
Fair. Moving on to my next point, I have the Ravens pass coverage when sending five or more versus the Giants pass offense. Obviously the issue all year has really been the secondary. These past couple of weeks, they've definitely turned up their game with the addition of Tre'Davious White. It seems like he's been able to turn around and find the football, and that's kind of rubbed off on the rest of the team. Maybe not interceptions wise, but they're not giving up the plays that they're used to doing. So continuing to build off that, and now I think the evolution in Zach Orr is being able to be aggressive and the players understanding where to be in their spots. An example of that was when we went all-out blitz against the Browns right after the drop pick by Hamilton. Jackson gets beat over the top on the touchdown when we're all-out blitz on a cover zero. Being able to be in the right positions on those plays, even though it's man-to-man, just not giving up leverage in those situations and having real in-tune understanding of what Zach Orr wants on these plays is going to be key, because, like you mentioned, variance for the defense is his friend, and I think this game is going to bode well for high variance plays against the Giants.
Okay. It's interesting. One of my offensive points is just the opposite, but we'll get to that on the offense show. But they have really relied on the secondary a lot more. And I tell you the key way in which they've relied the last 3 weeks on the coverage is that they have not done a lot of deceptive pass rushing, despite the fact that deceptive pass rushing, when they've used it, has been extremely effective. Yep. So they've been basically dropping 7 to coverage on a lot of plays, rushing 4, minimizing off-ball blitzes, minimizing simulated pressures, minimizing stunts. And they've done a pretty good job. They did a good job of containing Hurts. He didn't have a big game against them. They didn't have any plays over 20 yards in either of the last two games, I believe, which that's terrific in the NFL when you go consecutive games without allowing a 20-yard pass. Yep. And, of course, that's what really beat them, you know, pretty much the whole season up to that point was a lot of long plays. I'll get to my last one, which is on a similar vein, is they need the Giants have one really effective weapon in the passing game. And that's Malik Nabers. Yep. He's the only real threat they have. And I want to see him taken away. And they have not been successful at that for most of the year. Chase has beaten them pretty badly. You go back to Brock Bowers and Davante Adams in week 2 were the key to the Raiders upset.
Pickens to an extent.
Pickens, sure, was hit, but the Malik Nabers has not put together a great statistical season, other than his volume of targets. But he's had only 6.5 yards per target the whole year, so they've limited in per target effectiveness. But they've been, you know, giving up 11 targets a game to him. Yep. So gimmick defense is fine here if they want to like throw Wiggins on top of him and give him safety help, which is something I've been asking for anyway against number ones. But I think in this particular game, it would be a pretty good choice. Allow Wiggins the freedom to undercut the ball as he needs to. You could use Humphrey in this way too, but then give him the safety help. There are just not a lot of other targets that are particularly great for this New York Giants team that you have to be terribly worried about them. And the Giants, on the other hand, have to be very worried about the Ravens' pass rush and getting the ball out quickly. So it should be relatively easier to take away Nabers in a game like this, I would think.
Yeah, and if the Ravens' offense is able to do their part and run the score up, I would love to see this good-on-good matchup with Nabers versus Wiggins, two rookies, top of their game right now, and well, not top of their game, but top of the class. I really want to see Nate Wiggins has good recovery, but I want him to continue to be in phase of the receiver rather than recover on a move that's made on him at the top of the route. Against Nabers, if he's able to do that, I think that could bode well for future matchups against these number one receivers, because we're only going to face good teams moving on forward from here. So I would love to see that matchup, like you mentioned. And only other receiver they have is Hyatt, who's a big body receiver, but his hands are questionable. So they really don't have that many options. So to your point, Nabers has to be the main focus.
All right. Always an outstanding show with you. Tell us where people can talk to you online, Frazier.
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We always appreciate any word of mouth advertising for the show. Please do that, including showing somebody who's maybe a little older, doesn't use podcasts, how to play it directly off their computer. For Frazier Tabar, this is Ken McCusick. We'll talk to you next time on Matchups.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions bonuses are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
That's the average number of apps used by many companies. This leads to a lot of context switching that can distract employees and costs your company. Luckily, Grammarly can help. Grammarly's AI works in over 500,000 apps and websites, making it easy for your team to crank out clear, on-brand emails, documents, messages, and more. In just one click, they can go from blank page to first draft, all without leaving the page they're on. Grammarly has 15 years of experience building effective, secure AI that can be implemented in days with minimal IT overhead. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences, whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon. Join 70,000 teams who save an average of $5,000 per employee per year using Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise-ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.